Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back to Independence Baptist Church's weekly radio broadcast. We're very glad you're able to join us this morning. Now, for the last three Sundays, we've been talking about where God is when bad things happen. This week, however, we're going to totally change the topic, so listen in as Pastor Reynolds brings a message titled, Today is the Last Day.
What if there was a way that we could look into the future and discover that today is the last day that we're going to spend on this earth? What would we think? What would we do? What would we want to do? Would we have regrets about the way we've lived our lives? Would we stop and think about the future and where we would go when we died? What if today is the day when Jesus Christ returns? What if today is the day when this world comes to an end and all the things that are prophesied in the Bible finally come true? You know, that's going to happen. It happened 2,000 years ago when Jesus Christ came upon this earth, and it was prophesied for 4,000 years that Jesus would come, that there would be a Messiah, but he never did come. And the preachers kept preaching about the Messiah that was going to come. And finally, one day, Jesus Christ was born there in Bethlehem. It came to pass. It was real then. Then, of course, Jesus Christ lived upon this earth and was killed because he was righteous, and men did not love righteousness, and they killed the only begotten Son of God. And he was buried in a rich man's tomb, wouldn't stay dead, and arose from the dead on the third day and ascended back into heaven. And the promise is that he's going to come again. What if today is the day when our Savior comes again? What if today is the last day of our lives? I wonder what we'd be thinking about. Well, I gotta get the dishes washed. Would that be what you're thinking about? I got to get gas in the car, get that tire fixed. Is that what we'd be thinking about? Would we be thinking about, well, I wonder if I'm going to get that raise at work or not. I wonder if I'm going to get laid off. I wonder how I'm going to pay my bills. Is that what we'd be thinking about? Would we be thinking, I think I'm going to go to the lake today. I think I'm going to go play golf today. It's such a pretty day. I'm not going to church today. I'm going to enjoy the last day of my life upon this earth. Is that what we'd be thinking? If it was the last day of your life, what would you do? Good question. I think it's difficult for us to realize that our life is going to come to an end. But it is. It's easy for us to think about death and sickness and all that kind of thing coming upon the other person, but not upon us. Surely we're better than that. And the fact is that death comes upon every person because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Listen, if today, if this broadcast on the radio that you're listening to was the last sermon you would ever hear, what would you want me to preach to you about? What would you want to hear about from the Word of God? Would you want me to just preach some flowery, feel-good message about how that everything is going to be okay when you know that it's not? Is that what you'd want to hear? Would you want to hear the truth of the gospel of God and how that repentance and faith in Christ is absolutely essential for eternal life? Listen, what if you didn't have time to go be baptized? What if you didn't have time to go to church? What if you didn't have time to do any good works? What would you do? If it came down to it, what would you do? Would you want to hear how that Jesus Christ is the eternal Savior and how that Jesus Christ saves wretched sinners who have nothing good to give to God and cannot do anything good? Would you want to hear how that Ephesians chapter 2 speaks about that there's none good and that it is God that has quickened us and that we as sinners are just like everybody else, but we're saved by the grace of God? What if you didn't have time to establish yourself as a Christian? Do you still have time to trust in Jesus Christ? What is it that you would like to hear this last sermon that you will ever hear this side of eternity? Wouldn't you want to hear how that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life? Wouldn't you want to hear that message? The Bible states that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, that there's none good, there's none righteous, no, not one. That's Romans chapter 3. Would you not like to hear how that Christ preached, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand"? Is that the message that you would like to hear? I think all of us, when we understand and realize that the time that we have on this earth is very, very limited, we need to use the time we have the way God determined that we ought to use it, and not just to satisfy the fleshly longings of this body and this time we have here. I'm amazed that a lot of people spend so much time in preparation for this world and so little time in preparation for the world to come. I'm thinking about education and how that people are very, very concerned about education. If you get your tax bill, you understand that the taxes that we pay for education is greater than any other tax we pay. That shows how that men believe that education is very important. Many people will spend upwards of 16 years in school preparing for their career that they're going to have in this life. And yet they won't spend 15 minutes in preparation for eternity. And when this life ends, when the last sermon is preached, when the last amen is said, and eternity looms in front of us, the only thing that's really going to count is not whether we had a big house or a fine education. It's not going to count that we were first in our class. But what's going to count is what you've done for Jesus Christ. What's going to count for eternity is not how big your bank account was or whether you had your retirement funds all set up in order that you could live at ease without working for the rest of your life. That's not going to count. But what's going to count is after this world. I'm thinking of Luke chapter 16. The Bible there speaks about the rich man and Lazarus, and how Lazarus had nothing while he was here upon this earth. The Bible says he couldn't even afford a doctor. The Bible said that the dogs came and licked his sores. And nobody wants to be in that situation. We'd all like to be like the rich man upon this earth, because the rich man had it all. Dressed in purple and fine linen, fared sumptuously every day. But the Bible says that both of these men died. Both of these men came to the end of their life, just as one of these days every person that's breathing God's air is going to come to the end of their life. And then what? The Bible says that the rich man had a fine funeral. The Bible says that the rich man was in hell during the funeral, being tormented in the flames, knowing that he was there forever. Lazarus, on the other hand, was being comforted in Abraham's bosom. Now, where are you going when you die? What is the last message that you want to hear? I know that we all expect to hear God say to us, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." But that's not what the rich man heard. The rich man heard those terrible words, "Depart from me, I never knew you." That's what he heard. If this was the last day of your life, what would you do? Would you just run around screaming? Would you be in a panic? Or would you just talk to the Lord about who you are and what your life is and where you're going to spend eternity? Would you take some time, finally, to read your Bible and get serious about the things of God? There's a man in the Bible who knew he was going to die. And I want to read to you what he said about it. The book of 2 Peter, chapter 1. Peter is this man's name. He's an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's a saved man. And I want you to listen to what he said. He wrote here in the book of 2 Peter very encouraging words. In verse 12, he says, "Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them and be established in the present truth." Verse 13, Peter writes, "Yea, I think it meet." The word "meet" there means suitable. I think it suitable. "As long as I am in this tabernacle," that is, in this body in which I live, "to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this, my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ hath showed me." Now here's a man who is a believer in Jesus Christ, and he sees his death approaching, and he says, "Moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able after my decease to have these things always in remembrance. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty." Peter knew that he was dying, but he said, "As long as I'm breathing, I'm going to do all I can to establish you in the faith of Jesus Christ." Listen, what will you do if you knew that today is the last day of your life? I'd urge you to repent and believe in Jesus Christ for the salvation of your eternal soul.
You know, it's so natural for us to think that we have plenty of time left in our life. That, you know, our human nature always makes us feel that it's going to be the other guy that gets the bad news when he goes to the doctor, or that it's going to be the other guy that lays dying after a car wreck. But the truth is that it can be us as easy as it can be anybody else. And the question is, are you ready to spend an eternity somewhere? You know, part of being ready is being saved. You know, you need to repent and accept Christ as your Savior. But even if you're saved, there's still a question that still applies. Are you ready? Are you ready to go into eternity? And part of that is that you're saved, you know you're going to heaven, but have you done what God has led you to do? Have you lived for Him the way that you need to? Are you doing and have done what He wants you to do? And we need to take a look at our lives and make sure that we're ready and that we're ready right now. And if you'd like to hear more about salvation, then I encourage you to come join us for services today. Our Sunday morning services will be starting at 10 a.m. with Sunday school, 11 a.m. worship services, and then 4 p.m. in the afternoon for services. You can find our building at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. And, of course, another resource for you would be our website. The website address is www.independencebaptist.org. And once you log in, you'll find articles, books, and audio sermons. And, of course, all of those are completely free of charge and can be accessed at any time of the day. Well, our time for today is up, but we want to invite you back again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.